All right, welcome to my Center for the Sexual Deviant. My name is Dr. Beatrix, and I haven't met you yet. I have met your boyfriend here. He's been with me for a couple weeks now. And I'm ready to kind of give you your initial meeting and to kind of give you an update of what we do here, what your boyfriend has been through, and give you some suggestions for when you take him home today. Because I know that you brought him here because you discovered that he has, you know, quite some filthy, extreme interests and likes. You know, I was looking at the file. I didn't meet you when you brought him here, but I saw that you were just completely, you know, unsure what to do with your boyfriend. He had admitted that he likes to jerk off to fantasies of little girls and talks about raping them and, you know, admitted to you that he's a pedophile. And I know that's a lot to take in as someone's girlfriend. But not to worry, because he is in safe hands now, and so are you. And so I'm going to just, you know, give you some more information on how, you know, like who your boyfriend is, how to proceed from here with all this new information. So I've done some tests with your boyfriend, and he is 100% a pedophile. He is attracted to underage girls. And specifically, I was able to narrow that down to middle school girls. Very specifically, 12 years old is a sweet spot for him. He is addicted. He is plain out addicted. I mean, from now on, he will not be able to get hard or to become sexually aroused from anything else except underage middle schoolers. And I know that's a lot to take in, because you're his girlfriend and you think, you know, this is the man I love and he's supposed to be attracted to me. And you're a very pretty woman. Trust me, I see you, you're beautiful. But he wants nothing to do with any like type of body unless you are in middle school. I know, can't even see R-rated movies, you know, not even developing tits. Like, this is what he's attracted to. And yes, that does make him a sick fuck, that he doesn't even like real developed women like yourself. But it's just something that we have to accept, and he's accepted it finally, that he is a pedophile. And you know, not only does he have this attraction to young girls, you know, in sixth grade little cuties, not only is he attracted to them, he has a desire to molest and rape them. And I know that's very hard for you to hear, but I am very glad you brought him in, because if he would have gone any further, he would probably be in jail, because, you know, touching, even just touching, let alone fucking and raping a child, he'd be in jail. He'd be a sex offender. He, you know, and to be honest, and we'll get into this, I wouldn't even trust him in front of a sixth grader by himself, because that little girl will probably end up dead. Yes, he is that twisted. He wants to rape little girls to death. Now, this can all be handled, I promise. So don't panic. Do not panic. And let me assure you that I have given him, you know, ways to cope with this and ways to handle his urges, because he's going to want to go out. If he had his way, he'd go out and rape all the sixth graders in your town. But he's not. Now, here are my tips for you, though. Here are my tips. So one thing, and before I start that, let me say, because I forgot to mention, if you leave him now, Like I said, he will be in jail. He needs someone to watch him. Yes, you're going to feel like a babysitter, but that's how he is. He's so addicted in this moment to little girls, little preteens, that if he were to go out in society right now, he would probably go stalk bus stops. He would go stalk girls in malls, little girls, little sixth graders. He would probably go stalk and rape them. So it's very important that you are his partner through this. And I know it's going to feel like you have a child because he's that fucking addicted. But with my help and my care, he's going to get better. Now, what can you do? Like I said, he doesn't really want to fuck you. He can. And here's what you can do. When you are home with him and you can somehow get him hard, now you're going to have to use certain things. You're going to have to talk about preteens. You're going to have to talk about sixth grade cuties, sixth grade sluts. You're going to have to learn all this language. These will make him hard and erect, and that's good. And once he starts fucking you, you might have to continue saying this, saying that, fuck me like you would fuck a little preteen cock tease. And he'll continue fucking you. And he will probably fuck you like he's never fucked you before. Very roughly. He might start choking you. But I've taught him how to hold back. If he gets excited when he's really in the moment of really getting into it, and he's role playing with you that he's raping a little sixth grader, he's learned strategies where he can just choke you like a regular person would, you know, like just in a kinky way. But he's going to get very rough with you if you role play that you are a sixth grader, and he wants to hear you say things like, you know, fuck me like I'm your little sixth grade rape slut. He's going to want you to talk about budding tits. He's going to want you to talk about, he's going to want you to act like it hurts. Because that's how twisted he is. He wants to rape and hurt sixth graders, little preteens. That's what he wants. So that is my suggestion with the sex, and that'll help him. The other thing, and I know this sounds really kind of bizarre, but if you want your boyfriend to stay safe, and if you want him to not be in jail, you know, pull up Instagram, TikTok, bikini ads. He needs to goon out to little preteens. He really does. And you need to allow him. I mean, just think. You'll have so much alone time. And he'll just be in your bedroom gooning out. I call it pedo gooning. Just gooning the fuck out to little underage girls. And if it gets even that rough, maybe he needs to watch child porn. It's really anything to keep him safe and to keep little girls safe. But he's going to need a lot of goon time. He's seriously addicted to this. He's addicted to the thought and to knowing that he's a nasty pedophile. He's addicted to fantasizing about raping little girls. And now another thing I want to tell you about is that if things get really bad, even if they're going great, I want you to take advantage of my monthly group therapy. And he has participated in one before, and it was very successful. But this group therapy is for guys just like him. And what I do is I bring in girls, and please don't ask where I get them from. It doesn't matter. This is for the safety of our community. But I bring in girls of the age that he likes, that are, you know, trained to take this type of use, and just a group of sexual deviants and pedophiles, just like your boyfriend, rape and molest these girls. And it is therapeutic. And I'll tell you what happened in his first group therapy. there were a few girls around that age, around that 12-year-old age. And what these guys do is they are taught ways to just, you know, successfully just rape these girls, successfully fuck them without having to snuff them out and without having to choke them to death. Because what I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you the story of what happened with your boyfriend. Is what happened is he found this little cutie. He found this 12-year-old little sex slave. I call her my sex slave because that's what she is. But she, you know, he had a very big liking to her. Just picture, she was blonde, 12 years old, just barely budding tits, you know, a cute little bubble butt, and a perfect, perfect little preteen pussy. And your boyfriend got very attached to her. You know, he used her mouth. And I don't know if you know, he likes to use throats and mouths very violently. I don't know if he's done that with you, but with this little girl, he likes to put her on her knees and violently throat fuck her. And I'm talking deep, to where she might even empty her stomach a bit, so deeply that her voice, you know, is affected for at least a couple hours afterwards. He likes to violently throat rape these girls, okay? So you might have to get used to that yourself. But what happened is once he got his cock inside of that preteen pussy for the first time, he lost all control. And that told me, for one, that he wasn't lying, that he hadn't fucked a child yet, but this was his first time. And he spent hours fucking this little girl. He was out of control. And this is why I say, you know, it's data that he is addicted to this now. He can never get away from this. He's stuck. He's stuck in being a pedophile. If he tries to quit, he will relapse every time. He needs this. He craves it. He just desires it at a basic human function. And so he got inside of this little girl and he just raped her for hours and hours and hours, just using, like, really going in between her pussy and her mouth, just deep, extreme, rough use. He fucked her little pussy so hard. I've never seen anyone fuck that much and fuck that hard. And for hours. And he had the decision to fuck many other little 12-year-olds that night. But he stuck with that one. And he held her down by her arms. And he just raped her little pussy. He would then just, he'd leave her on her back and then just get right there, like just kind of straddle over her face. And he just violently rammed and shoved his cock right into her little throat, just over and over again. Because I'm telling you, if this doesn't prove to you, he is a sick, twisted pedophile. He has desires to be a pedophile rapist. So it's very important that he comes back to these meetings and he uses my little fuck toys because they are trained. And like I said, don't ask where they came from. Don't ask about that. Just know that having him use my fuck toys under my care keeps him out of jail. He will never go to jail if he comes here. And he can look forward to it every month that he gets to come here and rape little girls until he's satisfied. But let me go back to this first little girl. He became obsessed with her. He became obsessed. He couldn't have enough of her. And let me tell you, and that I can't even count how many loads he pushed up inside her little pussy. So many fucking pedophile loads up inside her. It was like he's trying to breed her, but I know that's not his kink. But my goodness, he raped so much cum into that little 12-year-old pussy. It was ridiculous. And you've probably never seen him fuck like that before. Probably never. And you won't ever. I won't let you come to these group therapies because the girlfriends of my patients, they don't need to see this side of their man. You will see a man in full, just out of control behavior. He's so out of control. You'll see a side of your boyfriend you've never seen before. Just a pedophile full, like just a pedophile living his true dreams of fucking a child. And you don't need to see your boyfriend fuck a child. You don't need to see the look in his eyes, how they just roll in the back of his head the moment he feels those tight little middle school fuck holes. You don't need to see that, sweetie. You don't. You will never want to look at him again. And so, you know, another thing about your boyfriend is that he likes to choke his little rape victim. He choked this little bitch so hard that I had to coach him to ease back because they don't need to be snuffed every time. They don't need that. I got to keep them around. They have to be good little fuck toys for me. And so he's learned how to just choke that fragile little neck while he's raping that little pussy. And he comes the hardest whenever he's choking and raping at the same time, just using that little pussy, that middle school pussy, like he really wants to, like a real sick fuck, using that pussy so hard while he's got his hand wrapped around her pretty little neck, causing her eyes to just almost like they're bulging out of her head. That's what he likes. That's what he desires. This is your real boyfriend. That's how fucking twisted he is. And then I'm going to go ahead and tell you, we were very unsuccessful in that night because that little fuck toy, that little sex slave of mine, I'll just tell you what happened. So your boyfriend, then, you know, after using her pussy for hours upon hours, so many loads inside of her, he then moved to her mouth, right? For probably the 50th time that night. And he had her on her knees, just railing into the back of her throat, railing so hard that I probably saw the bulge of his cock come out of her mouth or her neck. Just so much deep mouth use, so much mouth fucking, so hard, so rough. And then he did it. He fucked her throat so hard. He impaled into her mouth so hard that she passed out unconscious. And that's when something clicked in his mind, and he lost fucking control. He started just choking her even harder, just holding her by her fucking neck, her body all limp, that poor little unconscious little preteen just being held by her neck. And he just was like out of control, raping that little throat, out of control, just, you know, ramming into her mouth like it was a goddamn masturbation toy, just using her, and none of us could stop him. He was full of pedophile rage, full of pedophile lust, just using that little throat until he fucking killed her. He killed that little girl. He snuffed her out just by raping her little throat so fucking hard. Because I'm telling you, your boyfriend is one of the worst pedophiles I've ever seen. Your boyfriend has a deep urge to snuff little sixth grade sluts. That's what he craves. He craves making them his little limp, lifeless fuck dolls. I mean, look at him now. He's over there jerking off. He can't help himself. He's out of control. He's addicted, and he'll never fucking stop this. It'll probably get worse. And so it's just super important. I teach him he doesn't need to rape to death. He doesn't need to rape these little girls to death anymore. You can still use their little throats and still have them the next day instead of turning them into little pretty little snuff dolls. And do you know what he said to me after he snuffed that first one to death? He said he wanted to see how pretty she looked as a dead little sixth grader. He wanted to see how pretty she looked and how good her throat felt when she was snuffed out to death. That's what he said. That is how sick and twisted your boyfriend is. He's out of control, my dear. He's out of fucking control. And that's why he needs to come here. He needs to come and learn strategies into not becoming a nasty sex offender that can't control himself in front of young little girls. He needs to come use my little child prostitutes, because that is going to be the only thing that's going to get him through. Because let's face it, if he were to be at home jerking off to child porn, jerking off to role playing with you, it's not going to be enough. He's going to crave more and more use, more and more rape. He's going to crave the feeling that he felt when he choked and rape that little girl to death. He's going to crave that every single fucking time. So he needs to come here and use my little dolls.